evening, everybody. Welcome to the latest Cabinet, Stafford Borough Council. We'll go straight to the agenda. Item number one, minutes of the 29th of May 2025 are circulated and published on the 30th of May 2025. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Any apologies?
Yes, Leader. Apologies received from Councillors Fordham and Podesi.
Thank you very much. Agenda item three, Council question time.
There are none.
And item number four, proposals of Cabinet members. And they are A, number one, resources portfolio, Councillor Cook, the value for money report.
Thank you, Leader. This is the value for money report, report at quarter four and end of year for 24-25. Now, the purpose of this report is to advise members on the progress and the delivery of the Value for Money Improvement Plan at the end of quarter four, 24-25, and the recommendations are to note the progress made in 24-25 in the delivery of the VFM Improvement Plan set out in Appendix 1, and to note the proposals for refocusing the Improvement Plan for 25-26 as set out in paragraph 5.7. Sections 3 and 5 of the report include background information and reasons for the VFM Improvement Plan. It should be noted that the implementation timescales were revised in discussions with new external auditors and approved by Cabinet in December 2024. Well, at the end of 24-25, of the 37 actions due for delivery, 28 of them, that's 76%, have been completed or are in progress. 6, 16% are behind schedule, and 3, that's 8%, are no longer applicable. Details of the progress for each of the actions up to the end of quarter four of 24-25 are set out in Appendix 1. The key achievement, I would add, in quarter four is the publication of the Statement of Accounts for 23-24. This means that all the outstanding accounts have been published in 24-25 and they're now waiting to be audited. Paragraph 5.6 gives the reasons for some slippage in quarters 3 and 4 and also notes the potential impact of proposals for local government organisations on capacity and the delivery of several actions set out in the improvement plan. Paragraph 5.7 deals with changes to the presentation and retitling of the improvement plan. That's been changed to governance improvement plan, together with reasons for these changes. Paragraph 5.8 continues to apply, and I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any questions or comments for Councillor Cook? Well, thank you. Accept the recommendation. Move on. Thank you. Item A2, which is the end of year performance report 2024-25. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. The purpose of this report is to advise Cabinet on the progress in delivering the Council's priorities and performance at the end of 24-25. And I would recommend that Cabinet notes the progress made at the end of 24-25 with regard to the delivery of the priorities and performances as set out in Appendices 1 and 2. Well, the highlights, looking at Table 1, at the end of 24-25, of the 71 projects for actions due for delivery in this period, 56, that's 79%, have been completed or are on target to be completed. 13, 18% are behind schedule, and 2, 3% are no longer applicable. The priority delivery plans set out in Appendices 1A to 1D summarise performance and the reasons for any slippage, together with actions to recover ground. I wonder if I might just talk about the main project successes during 24-25, which are the start of demolition works in Stafford Town Centre and the completion of the station approach project. Secondly, the creation of a play area improvement programme, then the approval of a new homelessness and rough sleeper strategy, Fourthly, the approval of the climate change strategy and action plan. And finally, the closure and publication of three sets of accounts, bringing the council up to date. Turning now, leader, to key performance indicators, that's KPIs, these are set out in Table 2. Of the 33 indicators due to be reported on, 22 of them, that's 67% of KPIs, show performance on or above target, 11, 33%, show performance below target. And Appendix 2 gives more details about the actions and reasons for slippage. Here there are also some performance successes. For example, first one, improved performance for planning applications. Very welcome to see that. Secondly, 99.97% of bins were collected first time. Thirdly, the target for disabled facilities grants was exceeded by 28%. Next, the target for securing accommodation for the homeless was exceeded by 21%. Then the housing and council tax benefit claims were processed on average 34% quicker than the previous year. The council tax and business rates collection is back on track to pre-COVID levels. And finally, the average call wait time for the council's main switchboard is less than 1 minute. I'm sure there must be a huge number of the firms in this economy who would love to have that sort of record.
Indeed.
Unfortunately, they don't, but we do, and we're doing very well on that. So I ask Cabinet to agree to the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments?
Yeah, can I just say on behalf, I believe, of all the Cabinet, thank you very much to all the officers that have made these numbers possible, made this success possible. The attention to our priorities, attention to the indicators, it's just above and beyond. So, let's record our thanks to all the officers.
Thank you for that, Councillor Reid. Move on to the next. Everyone have to accept the recommendation. Great. Move on to the next item, A3, which is the updated strategic risk register.
Thank you, Leader. This is for the Value for Money Progress Report. It's a strategic risk register that we're on now.
You have me worried then.
The surface of papers. The report, Leader, sets out details of the Council's strategic risk register as of 1st of April 2025 and also provides an update on the implementation of the new risk management framework. The recommendation is that Cabinet approves the new strategic risk register. All strategic risks and associated action plans have been reviewed, and the Council's current risk profile is summarised in the table in paragraph 3.2. And there are currently 5 red and 4, and we changed the name of this, orange risks. They used to be amber, but it's now orange. So I don't know why, but they've changed it. As usual, the report covers the accounts and audit regulations 2015, the definition of risk, the aims of risk management, and the Council's approach to risk management. A new risk management framework was approved by Cabinet in December 2024, and this has been used to undertake a fundamental review of the Council's strategic risks. By that we mean those risks that could have a significant impact on the Council's ability to deliver its priorities and objectives. Now, as a result, a fully revised risk register has been produced, and a summary is attached as Appendix 1. All the risks are described fully, together with mitigating actions, in Appendix 2. The new register cannot be compared with the previous ones due to the changes in risk definitions used. However, one can see some consistency of topics, which include council finances, capacity, projects, and housing stroke asset risks. Local government reorganisation is a newer area of potential risk. Paragraph 5.12 covers reporting procedures to Cabinet, and I ask that the recommendation be accepted.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments, Councillor Cook? Thank you. Have you set the recommendation? Move on, yeah. 4B1. Environment portfolio. Now, Councillor Fordham has sent his apologies, so can I ask Councillor Kenny to stand in?
You may. Thank you. Purpose of the report, to enable Cabinet to consider a request from Staff and Taxi Rank Association on behalf of boroughs, hackney carriage proprietors for an increase in fares. There is a clear distinction in law between hackney carriage vehicles or taxis and private hire vehicles or minicabs. With taxis being permitted to wait at taxi ranks and to be hailed in the streets and being required to display a top light or roof sign. Minicabs are not permitted to wait at ranks and are not permitted to take passengers unless the journey has been pre-booked in advance. A further key difference between these two trades is that minicabs can charge whatever fare they choose, whilst taxis must charge a fare no higher than that set by the local authority. This is achieved by using the meter for all journeys, which measures a combination of time and distance travelled. Minicabs are not required to have a meter. The council last set fares for the licensed taxis in 2022. Since this time, there has been a significant and sustained increase in the price of fuel, cost of vehicles and other operational costs, including insurance and maintenance and that are associated with running a taxi. The trade has approached the council and put forward a proposal for an increase in the fares that they can charge customers in response to these increased costs, as shown in Appendix 1. They have requested an increase on the flag, which is the starting rate of any journey, from £3.10 to £4. The current Hackney tariff can be found in Appendix 2. The tariff was last increased in November 22. Examples are shown how the proposals will impact on the range of distances that are given at Appendix 4. In order to assess the application for fare increase, officers have carried out a fare comparison exercise with neighbouring authorities. This is set out in Appendix 3. If the tariffs proposed by the trade are adopted, the maximum fare in Stafford Borough for a 2-mile tariff journey would be £7.40, which means that fare would be the same as authorities rate 135 to 145 out of the 341 listed. I therefore propose that Cabinet accept the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Any questions or comments, Councillor Kelly? No, accept the recommendation?
No.
Move on, thank you very much. And we move on to B2, which is taxi licensing policy and license conditions 25-30. Councillor Kelly.
Thank you. Purpose of the report is Cabinet is asked to consider an amended taxi licensing policy and licensing conditions 2025. It sets out the Council's approach to regulating the hackney and private hire vehicle trade under the Town Police Clause Act of 1847, Local Government Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1976. The policy provides clear guidance on the taxi and private hire licensing process and explains how the Council will make decisions in relation to the licensing of vehicles, drivers and operators. The policy has been subject to consultation and covers key issues including improved air quality and vision of taxi decarbonisation, the phasing out of vehicles powered only by diesel and petrol engines, the phased introduction of electric and hybrid vehicles into the council's fleet to help meet the council carbon neutrality commitments, the age at which a vehicle may be presented as new to licensing. Changes to the policy are detailed in Appendix 2 of the report. The local trade have also requested members consider proposals detailed in paragraph 5.5 of the report in respect of the end date for licensing of vehicles fuelled only by either petrol or diesel fuel be put back from 2030 to 2035, permitting hackney carriages to be black as well as white in colour. White is the only choice currently. The trade made this request because white vehicles are becoming harder to come by and waiting lists can be up to 12 to 15 minutes, thereby presenting a barrier. Permitting proprietors of wheelchair accessible hackney carriages, should they wish to license a saloon vehicle once they have a license date, WAV, I'm not sure what that is, with the council for a period of 8 consecutive years. So The recommendations are set out in paragraph 2, and I propose that we accept those recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Kenny. Any comments, Councillor Pearce?
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to comment on a couple of aspects of the report. One is page 95, which is appendix 1. And this is about idling vehicles contributing to air pollution. And it's guidance on the fact that, in fact, to do that is illegal. It's against the law at the moment. But also spells out why it's a good thing anyway, not just that it is against the law. And the main reason being, of course, that it's creating pollution on a large scale. The vehicle's stationary and it's still emitting the pollution. So I'm pleased to see that. And I'd also like to comment, Chair, on the request that was made for the association to consider the issue of having a date of 2030 to as to when all new vehicles should be electrically powered. And the association was suggesting that that perhaps wasn't fair because the government had changed its mind on this, but in fact the government is stating now that in fact no new petrol and diesel cars should be sold up to 2030. They are saying that hybrid vehicles can be sold until 2035, and that is reflected in our policy. So I think we are conforming with government policy on this, but also I think it's in line with what we're trying to achieve, which is a cleaner borough and which is working towards net zero. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else? Okay, everyone happy we set the recommendation?
Aye.
Thank you very much. We'll move on. And it's 4C1, when we're now actually going to confidential. So if members of the public and press could leave us now, that would be great.